On a Monday, it's June 24th. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. What happens when you mix late-night fun, Alice in Wonderland, lip-syncing, and a puppet of a sheep? These are some of the parts of Story Story, late night's upcoming shows. And with us to talk about the show is director Jody Eichelberger, host Emma Arnold, absent their sheep puppet.
Well, like I said, the sheep puppet is here. He's just naked.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Clothing optional.
There's a reason we're on radio.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. And so what's the deal with the sheep, by the way, Jody?
Okay. Well, we call this series the late night series. And I'm not sure who came up with the slogan. Emma might have been involved. The black sheep of our storytelling family.
Remember, but yeah.
Okay.
So our logo for Story Story Late Night is a black sheep. And I have a background in puppetry, and I have friends who work for...
Not just puppetry, Muppetry.
Right, right. and one of my friends built puppets, Muppets. He built Muppets. Mm-hmm. And I sent him the logo. I said, hey, could you make me one that's a black sheep that we could use in this show?
This is so cool.
And so we use him in a piece called The Slammer of Shame. And the idea for that came actually from a school teacher who said, I would love to tell a story at Story Story Late Night, but I can't show my face on stage because the parents might recognize me. The late night show, by the way, is uncensored. And we began to think, like, how could we do a story on stage where the storyteller could be hidden? And we came up with the idea of having the sheep puppet at the mic, lip-syncing live to the storyteller who's hidden backstage with a wireless microphone and a stage monitor so they can see the puppet.
Cool.
It's so fun. It's my favorite part of the show. It's such a riot.
Okay. So, Emma, you ran Story Story Late Night.
I did. Right, yeah, I did initially, and I think for a couple years. And I, you know, it fit me and kind of my style as a comedian a little better for the uncensored version.
But you actually, Jody, I mean, you came in as a storyteller initially, yes?
Yeah.
Emma brought me in, yeah. I had lived here
so
for...
So tell me the story. So how far back are we talking about?
Oh, boy.
2014.
Okay.
I was still living in New York and decided I would move to Boise. And didn't know what I was going to do here. I thought I had been doing some stuff with The Moth there, and I thought, well, maybe I'll start a storytelling thing in Boise. And I just typed in Storytelling Boise, and what came up was storystorynight.org, which you can go to now, by the way, to find information on the show.
And tickets, get tickets.
And I saw that there was Story Story Night, and it looked amazing.
Yep.
So I moved here in April. There was a show that last Monday. Now we're on Tuesdays, but I went to the show and I was floored. It was so good. Emma was the host. The stories were amazing. They were so
Do you remember the theme?
Fresh.
I can't remember the theme.
The one I did was Plaything.
Oh, okay.
Which was in May. And so I wrote Emma and I said, hey, I've got a story. And we met and she put me on stage. And 2 years later, I found myself as the artistic director.
Can you speak a little bit to the power of doing this at late night? I was going to like say the influence of late night, but it's the power of late night. And it really kind of opens up a story and opens up the audience.
Yeah.
We do want to unleash a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
When the sun goes down.
I think, you know, we were trying to figure out something to do for the summer because it's so beautiful here mm-hmm. and people don't want to be inside, you know. And so we were trying initially to think, well, what could we do a little later? And we would get submissions for stories where they were so funny and so good, but I was like, no way could we ever pull these off. Like, there's no way to even censor this because Story Story Night is all ages. Mm-hmm. And so, but we would have these amazing stories. So we came up with this idea to do a late night version to just let people be really free. And whenever I would host, I would always try to say, like, this is a very non-judgmental space. People are going to share things they're not proud of, maybe, or like, you know, things that might seem shocking. But I always felt like it was... we always tried to make it like a little lighter and funnier just because it's summer and to take in stories that maybe wouldn't fit necessarily with like the regular main stage show.
And late night at that time was 8 p.m.
Yeah.
which probably fits the NPR audience pretty
yeah,
well.
Yeah, no, it's perfect for Tuesday. Yeah.
This summer, for the first time ever, we're doing a double header,
right.
7 o'clock and 10 p.m. So it's the first time we've truly had a late night show because that show won't get out till 11:30.
Yep.
And it's a risk. We don't know if it's going to work. I know your listeners are wild and crazy, so
totally.
Hopefully yeah. they'll be there at 10 o'clock.
My plan is to be definitely a little bawdier for the late show.
Okay.
So just to sell the tickets for the 10 p.m., I definitely will probably be a little bawdier.
And the show is a mix of slammers, who are people who spontaneously put their name in to tell a story, and featured storytellers. As you know, you've been a featured storyteller at the main stage show, what we call the flagship. So the featured storytellers will be the same for both shows. Emma, of course, is the same.
I'm the same.
Except she's switching it up. Apparently, she's bawdier.
I'm a little,
Will there be a costume change?
Oh, you know me well enough to know that there absolutely will be
a costume change. All right, great.
Absolutely. Seriously? Like an award show?
Oh, my gosh. Anytime there's an excuse to do a costume change, I'm all about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The admission right there. I'm sorry.
And, you know, the sheep might do a costume change, too.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Not sure. Right.
The dynamic, though, of... I've been to so many of these over the years. And then you'll see that person sometimes a year or two or 3 years later on the street, and you just smile at them, and they're wondering, why is this stranger smiling?
That's funny, because people tell me, I'm not really even affiliated. I just host once in a while just because I love Jody and the program so much. But people will tell me who did stories years ago that people still stop them.
Yep.
Like 4 or 5 years later, we'll still stop them and be like, hi, sorry, you told a story night, and I connected with it so much. And I mean, that's why I've always loved the program, is people connect with it so much.
My sister.
Anything I've ever done, written, or said on air, it was that story night where people say, oh, my God.
Well, it was an amazing story.
Wow.
And people can hear that story on our podcast.
It was the scariest night of my life, and yet it was freeing.
Mm-hmm. I think
and
that
I'm
was
assuming that's a very common experience.
Oh,
exclamation
absolutely.
Point, I think, was
it was.
Your show.
It was.
Where Mayor Beater was also on that show.
Yes, and he was kind of schooled.
he was a little bit. Yeah. Yes, he was.
It's another matter. Okay, so 7 o'clock, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
It's PG-13, closer to R.
Yeah, a range, I'd say, in between PG-13 and R.
I mean, it really depends on what comes out of the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them go to places I never imagined someone would share from stage. And, it's only 5 minutes, so we survive.
But the ones that come from the audience are almost always the
amazing.
Best parts of the
evening. It's so incredible.
Yeah.
People are always like, oh, I could never tell a story. And then they get up and you're like, oh, no, that was
incredible.
A professional level, better than a professional story.
Yeah.
Those people who wonder, can you speak to how you do recruit people and how people do get an opportunity to tell their story other than just putting their name in the hat?
Sure. So anyone can be a featured storyteller by writing in story at storynight.org. Mm-hmm. And they just pitch their story. They can also call 208-917-1970. That's our story hotline, which is new. It used to be just email, but we went ahead and upgraded to having a phone line as well.
Very cool.
And we also recruit people for themes. So down the rabbit hole, we were imagining stories about exploration, about starting something that you don't know how it's going to end, about new experiences, jumping into something.
Can you tell us anything about the speakers that you do know?
Sure. Well, Emma's going to share a story.
I do. Yeah.
Can you tease us?
It is a cave story. I took it literally, but it's also a little bit racy. A racy cave story.
A racy cave story.
Wow, the picture I'm getting in my mind.
Wow.
And the other two stories are less literal than, actually we like that, a combination of literal and less literal. And the other two stories, one of them is about creating going down the rabbit hole of asking, why am I not good at online dating? And what is the statistical number that represents my chances of success?
Okay, 7 and 10 p.m.
7 and 10.
And tickets at?
At storystorynight.org/shop, and it's at the Visual Arts Collective.
Excellent.
In Garden City.
Story Late Night Director Jody Eichelberger, host Emma Arnold. Thank you. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us. Thank you, folks. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Thank you so very much. This is Idaho Matters, and you're listening to Boise State Public Radio News. Mm-hmm.